We're focusing now on grain, South Africa's Nampo Harvest Day. Speaking to Senzeni Zokwana, the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Nampo Harvest Day is one of the largest agricultural exhibitions under private ownership in the Southern Hemisphere, and it takes place annually. And delegates there are looking at some of the main issues facing the agricultural sector in South Africa. Let's welcome the Minister. Minister, thanks so much for your time today. I think we all know that this is a sector that it's just coming out of one of the worst droughts in recent memory. So I imagine that a gathering of this nature is important to take stock.
It is very important to take stock as well as to do networking and look at new inventions in terms of machinery. That seeks to improve productivity.
Now, one of the big talking points at the moment, of course, is economic transformation. This is one of those sectors that people, when they think transformation, they think land, and then they think land reform and so on. If we look at the issue of land reform, can there be economic transformation in the agricultural sector without that big question being dealt with?
There can be, yes, because if we look at how do we make sure that the current commercial farmers or farmers who receive land from government and try to make sure that we create vehicles that assist them to be able to be to produce commercially and be able to grow their farming practices. But of course, land transformation, given the history of South Africa, we always remain a topic, and is one area we cannot run our way from. But I think it is the way we present it. We should present it in a way that seeks to preserve the current commercial farming community that produces the bulk of our food, as well as get black farmers in a level that they can become commercial farmers very soon. That will need, therefore, a number of programs to ensure that they've got access to funding, programs like they've got access to mentoring, programs access to training, because training is very key. It plays a role in either we succeed or we fail.
How are you bringing white commercial farmers together with the emerging black farming class in South Africa today?
We do have programs that are running, although the what we need to work on is how to increase those programs where commercial farmers as investors are investing in land that is available, partnering with small-scale farmers. Programs where they run programs to train them as well as to empower them. And the programs where that are run, but of land, where we have got one hectare, which is done with the department, with Grain SA. We need to work around those programs because they have shown success even at this export. I met with farmers who have been groomed by white farmers and who are now commercial. And they tell me that they did not think that, they don't believe that they could have succeeded.
How many have been empowered through these programs?
The program that we're having for the department is about 430,000 farmers. But through this program, there is 268 that is being trained by Grain SA. But it, of course, funding at all times remains one of the sticky points that we need to deal with.
And who's doing the funding? How much are you contributing and how much is the sector contributing?
As a department, we distribute about 2.1 billion rands. That is distributed to provinces as grants. And unfortunately, it does not go really to grooming small-scale farmers, as it goes to different programs that provinces has designed. But I think what we need is to engage the Ministry of Finance to look at a guarantee that can be made so that commercial farmers can be able, as well as banks, to invest within agriculture so that, because a small-scale farmer or a subsistence farmer cannot be able to give a guarantor, a collateral, so that you can get loan from a bank.
Yeah.
So we need a vehicle that can assist those farmers.
Minister, there's massive concerns about the future of the industry. Anecdotal evidence speaking to young people who have studied agricultural aspects of it, saying that they don't see a future for themselves, that they're not getting jobs and so on. What are you doing about that?
It is a scary situation. I agree with you. By the way, I visited two training colleges this month, and that is the view. But we are trying to do our best to make sure that as we create or get farms that the Department of Land Reform gives out, we're always saying that we need to deploy these unemployed graduates, because the future of those graduates is not on being employed by government, in my view, but more in creating a new class of entrepreneurs who have done a graduate school, who will be able to hit the ground running, given the resources to do so. Even at this meeting, part of the debate was just that, to say, how do we make sure that as we grow agriculture as a sector, there is also an area that deals with unemployed graduates.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time, Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Senzeni Zogwana.